media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
Good morning. A interesting week for you guys last week. Late decision to go on the road instead of playing at home against St. Francis, and you're able to rally and pick up a 35-27 win. Talk about that decision and how hard it was to make that decision, and then your team's performance in the game.
Well, you know, it wasn't a hard decision to make. I mean, we wanted to play the game, and our administration did a lot to make it happen. But it was, you know, it was all the way up until, you know, we secured buses at the very end there, whether we could even go on a trip or not. So we made the decision, let's try to do it. And, you know, it was, I mean, we finally secured buses to take us up there. And once that occurred, you know, we were okay. It was, you know, we weren't at a disadvantage. The only disadvantage we had, sometimes that's not even a disadvantage, is we had a, you know, five and a half hour drive to get there, and they didn't. But, you know, practice time, practice prep, everything was equal. You know, our preparation, their preparation. So, you know, it was, you know, it wasn't anything that, now we didn't play very well. And you know, I don't attribute that to the short week. We didn't play very well either side of the ball.
With all that being said, you guys get the ball with a minute and 5 seconds left and able to execute that game-winning drive and win a game, as you said, when maybe you weren't at your best. What did you learn about your team to be able to do that?
Well, a lot of character, a little different team than last year. We had those situations on a couple of occasions last year and couldn't get it done. So awful proud of our guys for getting that part of it done. I mean, it was pretty scary at the time. We had to go 65 yards and score in a minute and 5 seconds. And, you know, we had some opportunities last year when we couldn't execute and get a couple first downs to kick a field goal and win a game or to get a big first down on fourth down to keep drives going late in the game. So this year, a lot of character. Our guys didn't quit. Awful proud of them for that, but I think they know, and we as coaches know, we got to play better than that on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game if we're going to want to have any success in this league.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Ross, I'd like to ask you a question about that kicking game, specifically on the punt where your punter, Micah Breckenridge, left the tackle box and was being tackled as he punted the ball. No penalty on the play. Can you tell us your interpretation of that and if it's just the risk you run by having a rugby-style punter?
Well, you know, there is a fine line, but I think the correct call was eventually made by the officials. I think when I saw it in real time happening and he called the flag, you know, I thought not the correct call because, you know, Micah bobbled it and then started to go and he kind of turned into a runner. Now normally on a rugby, you know, if you're moving and kicking, you're protected, but in that scenario, you know, he really wasn't protected. Probably should not have had a penalty thrown on that. Ultimately, they made the right call and overturned it. And so, you know, I kind of had a feeling that it was going to get overturned.
Hey, are you offering any tips this week regarding that punt game? You had one blocked as well. Get it off quicker or change the protection? Or where are you with that?
Well, we've had to shuffle some people with injury situations. You know, we didn't do a great job of blocking the correct, you know, the right people. We kind of knew who we had, but we didn't do a good job of executing. You know, I think Mike had kicked a couple low balls there that, you know, the one that was blocked was a low ball. You know, probably shouldn't have got blocked, but, you know, it's one of those things. We like what we're doing. I think we're, you know, Mike is going to be really good. He's done well so far, but, you know, sometimes, man, when you got a freshman out there, it gets nerve-wracking, and especially in that position. So, no, it was we'll get better. We had a day yesterday where we worked on some things, and hopefully we get some guys back that can shore that unit up. We put starters on that thing, and we put them on there for a reason. So, but we've been pretty banged up. So, we've had to kind of adjust a little bit.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Russ, a tremendous individual effort from Dijon Brissett, 286 all-purpose yards, and everybody knows he's an first-team all-conference receiver, and he had a great game there with 9 catches for 104 yards. But the impact that he's able to make in the kicking game as a returner, does it concern you at all putting a receiver back in that situation, or is it situations like Thursday night where the benefit outweighs the risk?
The benefit definitely outweighs the risk. Yeah, we take all those things into consideration. He wants to do it, and probably if we substitute him out, he won't be real happy with us, to be honest with you. This is something he wants to do. It's important to him, and you just gotta say, let's go do it. And thank goodness we got him back there. The first one that he took to the house was blocked up pretty well, and we got it. And then the second one, it was blocked up okay, but he broke a tackle and got it way out there. And then the third one, he just kind of used his speed a little bit there. Wasn't blocked up great, but you don't. Sometimes when you got a good one back there, sometimes you don't have to block them all, and you're not going to block him. Like his one touchdown against Fordham, three guys hit him on a little slant route. He breaks a tackle and goes 75. So he's an excellent player, a great teammate, a great person, and I'll tell you what, I've been thrilled to be around him going on the second year here, and he's a dynamic player.
As you touched on, you guys have been banged up on the defensive side, especially at the linebacker spot. But Billy Caulfield, team high 8 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and his first career start for you at linebacker. Talk about that performance and maybe the health status of your guys at linebacker.
Well, yeah, I got to give Billy a lot of credit. He's got a little hamstring issue, and he's been fighting through that. He didn't play the week before, and probably – if we weren't so dinged up, probably wouldn't have played this past week, but he went out there and sucked it up and played. And then obviously we had Grayson Overstreet, a true freshman. And that's basically what we had in that game. Now we'll get Reuben back, we'll get Dressler back, we'll get Payne back, and maybe Matthews back this week. So we're going to be in better shape there this week. Last week was, and we kind of knew we were in trouble with linebackers even before we made the decision to play the game. But you can't let something like that say, we're not going to play the game. We don't have to play it. We went ahead and did it even though we knew we were extremely thin. And thank goodness Billy played well and Grayson held his own in there.
Got another media question, Q, if you'll get that for us, possibly.
Your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Russ, things at Stony Brook don't change a whole lot. It's always a very rugged defensive team and sort of a basic offensive team. Could you sort of share your impressions of what the Seawolves got going on?
Well, I think the first thing is when you get done playing a Stony Brook football team, you're going to be sore. It's going to be physical on both sides of the ball. That's what they're built on, the physicality. Up front offensively, they're big and strong, and they can lean on you and wear you out. They're two big backs, both over 215 pounds, are physical runners. Their quarterback, they don't run him much, but he's capable, and he can beat you with his feet, but throws every ball you need. And then wideouts, they're breaking in some new guys, but they're very, very good players there. So, and then obviously they got an all-conference guy at tight end in Daniel. So, but just overall, it's a physicality. They know what they want to do on both sides of the ball. Their kids are always in the right positions. you know, and that goes to you know, the coaching aspect of it. But you know, this is always one of, I mean, this is a physical team, and you know, we pulled out of this one last week, and I mean last year, and knew we were in a battle. I mean, we knew it was going to be physical, and it was.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Russ, you talked about the Stony Brook offense. What are some of the keys for your offense against that Stony Brook defense that usually is traditionally been super aggressive over the years?
Well, we can't, you know, we can't get in third and longs at all. If we do, we might as well just get the punt team ready to go. We haven't done a great job on third down this year, and now you're playing a great defense like Stony Brook, and you know, you're not going to be able to convert those. They cover you well. You know, they'll bring some different things to make life difficult for you in any kind of drop back stuff. So, I mean, we have to be way more efficient on first and second down. We can't let penalties get us behind the chains, which we did this past week, hurt us badly. But, you know, if we're in third and long, you know, we might as well just send the punt team out there. These guys are that good on defense. And so we gotta mix it up. You know, we gotta make sure that we're getting positive yards on first and second down and give ourselves a chance.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for taking time with us. Safe travels to New York, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
All right.